Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Well, we have an interesting situation with our series, The Life of Riley. First off, we are missing 8 episodes since last week's Riley the Matchmaker. I sure hope they are found someday. It's quite a few episodes of comedy and hilarity that we are missing. Second, the next 4 episodes are supposed to be a 4-part series on the Riley's 4-week houseboat vacation. Now, we have the first 2 episodes, but we're missing the last 2. Third, the ending of the second episode of the houseboat vacation is cut off. It's missing. So we don't know how that show ends, which is frustrating to say the least. I know I was kind of left speechless when it just stopped and I didn't know what was going to happen to Riley. Fourth, the sound quality on part 1, especially of the vacation series, is very poor, even after I've cleaned it up. So, I've made a decision as to how we will deal with all this. We will not air the 2 houseboat episodes as a regular podcast, but we will as a free bonus. Today's episode will be number 37 of The Life of Riley, which aired on September 24th, 1944. The 2 houseboat episodes will also be posted so that you can listen to them as extras. And those of you who wish to brave the poor audio and the missing ending are welcome to do so. Well, I hope that you enjoy today's episode entitled Making Each Other Jealous.
You howled at him when he played the Marine in Wake Island. You cried with him in Lifeboat. Hollywood's magnificent mug.
Looks ain't everything. Brains is important, too. Now, take me. I got more brains in my little finger than I got in my whole head.
It's William Bendix in The Life of Riley. Tonight and every Sunday night, the American Meat Institute, on behalf of all those engaged in supplying meat to the nation, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The meat people of America providing a great food for a great nation. This year, your meatpacking industry will probably process about 90 million hogs, the greatest number in history. That's a lot of pork, America. But our fighting forces and our folks at home will need it all. And now, The Life of Riley. After a month of living in a little rented houseboat, the Rileys are back in their little bungalow in town. It's Sunday, war worker Riley's day off. The brilliant California sunshine is streaming into the living room of their bungalow, where we find Riley sprawled out on a mohair couch.
Riley! Riley?
Dumpling.
Are you going to waste the whole day just lying around here?
Huh? Oh, no, of course not. I got lots to do. I'm going places.
Where, for instance?
Well, first I'm going out in the backyard and sit around for a while. And then I'm going next door to Little Waldo Binney's and sit around there for a while. And then I'm going over to the BPLA clubhouse and sit around there for a while. And by that time, I'll be pretty tired out, so I'll come home here and sit around for a while.
Well, that's a fine way to spend your day off.
Well, what else is there to do, Dumpling?
Well, I thought that as long as the children will be at the beach until 8, I sort of thought the 2 of us might make a night of it. You know, go out to dinner, take in a movie.
Oh, movies. They're too crowded on Sunday nights. We always have to wait in the lobby, and I can't sleep standing up.
Riley, you never want to go. I'm afraid you're getting old.
Well, hello? Mrs. Riley? Yeah, she's here. Who's calling? Mr. Monahan? Well, just a minute.
Thank you.
See you with the gentleman friend, Mr. Monahan.
Monahan? I don't know any Monahan. Hello? Oh, yes, this is Peggy. Who is it, please?
Peggy, hey, what is this?
Sidney Monahan! Well, of all people! Well, dear, it's Sidney Monahan. You know, Butch from Brooklyn.
Butch? That foul ball from Ebbets Field?
Why, of course I remember you, Sidney. A girl doesn't forget an old flame.
What's he calling you for?
Shh! Why, it's wonderful to hear from you again, Sidney. Tell me all about yourself. Oh, just a minute. Riley, I think the coffee's boiling over in the kitchen. Will you go and see, dear?
No, it ain't. I turned the gas off. You...
Yes, I'm here, Sidney. Yes, I'm listening. You didn't. Oh, you're a darling.
Darling? Hey, Peg, I'm the only darling around here.
Oh, be quiet. No, not you, Sidney. Oh, go on with you, Butchie. You always wear a fresh thing.
Tell them about Babs and Junior, our two children. Tell them.
Oh, now, you shouldn't say things like that, Sidney. Remember, I'm an old married woman now.
Right, Peg, the coffee's boiling over. Hang up on him.
What? Oh, that's just my husband.
Just my husband. Hang up, Peg. I'm expecting a call. Get that phone.
Why, of course I want to see you before you leave. Tonight? Well, I think so. I haven't got anything planned. Yes, I think I can make it. All right, call me later, Sidney. Goodbye. What? Oh, surely. Oh, he wants to talk to you, dear.
I ain't got nothing to say to that guy, and I don't want to hear it.
Riley, don't be rude. Just say hello to him.
Well, okay, give me the phone.
Hello, Monahan. Nice to hear from you. Goodbye.
Right. Might have been a little more polite.
That big ape. Remember when he tried to flirt with you before we was married? I had to punch him in the nose. I ain't forgotten that.
Dear, it was Butch who punched you in the nose.
I ain't forgotten that either.
Anyway, that was 18 years ago. I'm sure Butch has no grudge against you.
Well, he should have. I took you away from him, didn't I?
Why, Riley, I believe you're still jealous of Butch.
Jealous? Jealous? Me? Hey, Peg, what was that about seeing him tonight?
Well, he wants us to come over and talk about old times. He's going back to Brooklyn tomorrow.
I ain't going to see him. I got nothing to talk about.
Oh, Riley, you're acting like a schoolboy.
There's only one thing I got to say to Butch Monahan, and it's the same thing Horace Greeley said. Go east.
But, Riley, after all, Butch...
I don't want to hear another word, and that's final.
Riley, you're...
And I ain't jealous.
Hello, Waldo.
You, taking the air?
I think I'm getting it.
I don't understand.
Tell me, Waldo, how long you been married?
5 years. 5 long years. 5 long years too long.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can help me, Waldo. I got a problem on my head. It's about marriage and women, you know.
Well, you come to the right man. Oh, I'm quite an authority on the female of the species. There's 3 of them living in my house.
3?
Yeah. My wife's aunt, and her French poodle. Oh, I learned a lot studying them.
Oh, well, then maybe you can advise me, only forget what you learned from the French poodle.
What's the problem?
Well, this morning, Butch Monahan, an old boyfriend of Peg's from Brooklyn, has the nerve to call up and ask to see her. My wife.
Aha, and you're jealous.
Jealous? Me? This guy don't mean a thing to Peg as long as she's got me. She likes me lots better than most of the men she knows. I'm not jealous, no.
Riley, you aren't deceiving me. You're worried.
No, I ain't worried.
Only Peg shouldn't have been so happy when she heard his voice. She hears my voice every day, and she's never that happy.
Mr. Riley, I'm afraid that you don't understand women. You know, there's an art to making a woman happy.
Well, sure there is. You don't have to tell me. You fix them up in a little house, lots of closet space. You tell them they're the best cooks in the world and flip them your pay envelope every week. What more does a woman want?
Riley, I'm going to be brutally frank. I see it's happened to you, just as it's happened to millions of other husbands.
What?
You take your wife for granted.
Who? Me?
A woman doesn't like to be chained to the stove all the time. She likes her husband to take her out and show her a good time.
Well, I take Peg out for a good time every Saturday night regular. I take her to watch me bowl.
Doesn't she find that a little dull?
No, well, when she gets bored watching the match, she takes out her needle and knits me socks.
Bowling. Socks. Didn't you ever take her out to dinner in a swell restaurant, a show, dancing?
Sure, dozens of times. And then we got married.
Well, that's just it. Now, what about after marriage? Now, you know, women are romantic creatures. They like attention. Little courtesies, flattery. They want to be courted constantly.
Yeah, I do. You know what, Waldo?
No.
I've been taking Peg for granted. Waldo, you don't think that maybe Peg don't love me no more?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, no. No, but it could happen if you don't change your attitude.
Yeah, I guess. You're right. I'm changing my whole personality. During the day, I'll be Riley the Riveter, but at night, I'm Riley the Romeo. Yoo-hoo, sweetheart! Sweetheart!
Who is it?
Who is it? I don't like this.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah.
I thought you'd gone to your BPLA meeting.
No, Dumplin', the Brooklyn Patriots of Los Angeles can wait. First I wanted to see you, Dumplin'.
Oh, what's that you're holding behind your back?
Oh, just some roses I bought.
Who's sick?
Nobody's sick. I bought them for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Why, Riley, I...
$5 worth of American Beauty.
Oh, my. Well, they're lovely, dear, but why on earth...
There's a card there. Here, read what it says.
Oh, American Beauties for the Queen of America's Beauties.
Romantic, huh?
Oh, Riley, you're a dark.
All right, that ain't all. I got something in my other hand. Here, a 2.5-buck box of Meguiar's French bonbons.
Oh, bonbons.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Riley, I just don't know what to say.
Well, now, don't say nothing. Just pucker up. That's on account. On account of I love you. And there's lots more where that came from, Peggy Pie.
Peggy Pie. Why, dear. Oh, you haven't called me that in years.
Remember the first time I called you that?
Mm-hmm, of course I do.
We were standing looking in the window of Dingle's Bakery. All of a sudden, it popped into my head. Peggy Pie. I don't know what made me think of it.
Oh, dear, I really appreciate the flowers and bonbons, but what's the occasion?
I don't need no occasion to be nice to my wife. I ain't like a million other husbands. I'm the romantic type. I believe in courting the girl you love before, during, and after marriage.
Well, dear, you... You've made me very happy. Oh, well, now I better get started on our supper.
No, nothing to it. No wife of mine is going to bend over a hot stove if I can help it.
Silly, I've been doing it for 18 years.
I know, but tonight that stove deserves a rest. I mean you. So tonight I'm taking you out. Now, that's a promise.
Oh, dear, that's wonderful. I've been dying to step out.
Well, it's all set. As soon as I get back from my lodge meeting, we'll get going. Taxis, restaurants, show, dancing. I'm shooting the works. I got $4 that's burning a hole in my pocket. All right, gang, start the meeting. Your next president's here.
Hey, Riley, you're late. Ike and me's been waiting for you. Come on, we gotta go.
Wait a minute, Snooker. Where are we going? What about the meeting?
Well, the meeting was adjourned before it started. We're going to a party at Sheik Evans's place.
What do you mean? Sheik's in the army. He's in Burma or something.
He was. He just flew into town just for a couple of hours. He's throwing a big spread for all the guys.
Sure, let's get going.
Wait a minute now. Don't confuse my brains. What time will we get back from the Sheik?
Oh, 3-4 in the morning. Who cares? Come on, let's scram.
Okay, but I got to go home first and get my wife.
Dames, Riley. This is strictly stag.
Oh, well, then I can't go.
Gotta go. Everybody's gone.
Sure, after all, it was Sheik who started the BPLA, and now you're running for president of the lodge. It's your duty.
Yeah, I know, but I already got an important date.
With who?
With my wife. I got a date with my wife.
Did you have any trouble getting it? Since when is taking the missus out a date?
Sure, you can take her out any time.
Sure, call it off.
No, I can't do that.
Sure you can. I had a date with my missus, but I called it off.
Just like that?
I gave her 22 cents to go to the movies.
Yeah, and I dumped my ball and chain with the in-laws. Let them suffer for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but I'm different from you guys. You guys take your wives for granted. I can't call it off.
Why, are you afraid of your conscience?
My conscience ain't said a word to me. I run my own business.
Then phone up your wife. Go on, you're scared.
No, I ain't scared.
What a character. Scared of his own wife.
Yeah.
And Peck Riley.
Now, wait a minute now. Cut it out, fellas. You got me wrong. I wear the pants in my house.
Yeah, don't give us that.
In my house, what I say goes.
All right, then. Phone the missus up and say you ain't taking her out.
Sure, okay, I'll phone her. I'll show you guys.
Hey, Riley, where you going?
I'm going downstairs to use the phone.
What for? We got a phone right here, and it's free, too.
Yeah. I love phone.
That's the way. And don't take no fun at
it. You just leave it to me. I'll be putty in her hand.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Dumplin.
Get a load of that Dumplin.
Dumplin.
Hello, Margaret.
Oh, is that you, dear?
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you a bulletin from the Blue Network newsroom in Los Angeles. American warships frustrated a Japanese attempt to reinforce their beleaguered forces on Peleliu Island. The Americans destroyed a Jap convoy of 14 vessels, some of them carrying men and equipment. The Japanese losses were heavy. This bulletin came to you from the Blue Network newsroom in Los Angeles.
Come up. Is anything wrong?
No, nothing's wrong. It's just that
I... take your nose out of the phone, Riley, before she puts a ring.
Hello, Riley.
Look at him, afraid to open his yap.
Look, Dumplin.
That wants to be our next president, fat chance. Scared stiff of his wife.
Yeah. Oh, scared of us. Listen, Peg, I can't take you out tonight, and that's final. And never mind why.
But, Riley...
I'll take you out when I'm good and ready.
Riley!
Bye-bye.
That's no way to handle them, Riley.
Okay, guys, let's go. Come on, Riley.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, I'm just in a mood for a party. Anybody got an aspirin?
Well, while Playboy Riley is on his way to that gay party, this is Wendell Niles, a spokesman for your meat industry. When Mother puts the pot roast on, there's a smile on her lips and water in the mouth of everyone who likes honest Injun food and flavor. Let's talk about pot roast, It's brown and it's juicy. It sends off short waves of aroma of meaty invitation. Pot roast is surrounded with red of tomatoes, the orange of carrots, the green of beans, the ivory white of potatoes. The gravy of pot roast is one of the classics of all those good meat gravies. Then get a piece of pot roast on your plate, surrounded by those vegetables, drenched by that gravy. And brother, sister, folks, here's tender, easy-eaten, savory meat that says, aren't you glad that you're home and hungry? Be even gladder, pot roast people, for that lovely pot roast is packed with proteins. Not only proteins, but top-flight quality proteins. We can't see them, but our bodies sure need them to grow on, to keep in repair with, to keep fit on. In fact, all meat pot roast or pork chop, fresh, smoked, or canned, is a yardstick of protein food, because meat measures up to every protein need. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. It's an hour later, and Riley, very conscience-stricken, but trying to conceal it from the boys of the BPLA, is just arriving at the Sheik Evans house.
Well, this is adjourned. Ring the bell, Ike. Okay, Snooker. Hey, Riley, come on. What's the matter with you? What are you looking so blue about?
I'm not blue. I'm very happy.
Then for Pete's sake, smile. Laugh once in a while.
I'm laughing.
He's still worrying about his wife.
Who's worried? Me? Go on. I'm...
Hiya, gang. Glad to see you.
Hiya, good to see you. Hiya. Come on in. Meet the girls.
Girls? Hey, wait a minute. I thought this was a stay.
Well, that was the idea about a half hour ago, but five of my fiancés dropped in to say goodbye.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Sure, come on in. The joint jumper.
Lead the way, Sheik. Hey, Riley, what are you staying out there for?
I just want to button my shoelace up.
Well, don't take all night.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Well, I can't stay here all night tying and untying a shoelace. Guess I'd better go in.
Riley, wait. Riley, don't go in there.
Why shouldn't I go in there?
Riley, listen to me. I'm your conscience.
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone, will you? The last time you was around, I was filling out my income tax.
Yes. I had to put up quite a battle for that 65 cents.
Well, beat it. I'm going into the party. The guys are waiting for me. Go on.
Riley, what about Peg? You promised to take her out, didn't you?
Yeah, but...
Tonight, you said.
Well, I'll take her out tomorrow night.
You know you're going bowling tomorrow.
Bowling? Yeah, but that's only so I'll keep healthy, so I can work, so I can support Peg.
Is that the only reason you bowl?
Well, I'm also crazy about bowling.
Poor Peg. She works so hard. What did you ever do to make her life easier?
Well, I bought her an iron and a vacuum cleaner and a washing machine, didn't I? And didn't I even show her how to use them?
And is that payment for years of devotion?
Well...
Are you grateful or are you a rat?
I'm a grateful rat.
Was it right for you to yell at her over the phone?
No.
Is it right to go to this party where there are strange women?
Well, I was forced. Yeah, that I was forced into it.
Don't be a weakling. Go home before it's too late. Home to your Peggy Pie.
That's it. I'll go home. I'll go right now. Goodbye.
I'm coming with you.
Well, hello. Where are you going, big boy?
Hello. Goodbye, I'm going home. I can't.
Oh, what's your hurry? The party's just starting. Come on over, big boy.
Well, I really ought to be going.
You're awfully shy, aren't you?
You better let go of my hand. My conscience won't like it.
Oh, you're a string. Come on, sit down here.
Don't sit down, Riley.
No, I don't think I better, miss. I gotta go.
Oh, don't go yet. My name's Lorraine, but all my boyfriends call me Cuddles.
Well, my name's Riley, but all my boyfriends call me Riley. I really gotta be going.
Where did you get such nice, wavy hair?
It came with the head.
I was a big, strong man like you are.
Why?
So I could show a weak, helpless girl like me how strong I was.
Riley.
Miss Cuddles, will you please let go of my hand?
Why? Don't you like girls?
No, only when I'm married.
Oh, gee, you're a fast worker. Is this a proposal, honey?
Huh? Oh, no. Something you don't understand. I'm already married to a girl.
Married?
Yeah, I've been for 18 years. I got two kids. You want to see their pictures?
You have your nerve coming out here and flirting with me, you bigamist?
Well, I did not flirt with you. I only flirt with my wife. I know her personally.
The idea of wasting my time. You should be ashamed of yourself, you with a wife.
Now, look, Miss...
no way. Getting so a nice girl isn't safe these days.
Well, Miss...
Riley, you should have gone home when I told you.
Oh, how could I go? I ain't got no car.
There are buses running.
It's 3 miles to the bus stop.
You can walk to the bus.
Okay, I'll walk to the bus. Now leave me alone.
I'll never leave you alone. I'm getting on that bus with you.
Okay, then you'll pay your own fare.
Peggy Pie. Dumpling. Dumpling. Peg.
She won't answer.
Shut up, Conscience. Peg, where are you?
She isn't here.
Well, go on. She'll be back soon. She must be visiting with the Binnie.
There are no lights in the Binnie house.
Maybe the fuses blew out.
You know where she is.
Well, she must have gone to the movies.
Maybe she did. Maybe she did.
Well, sure. I'll just sit down and wait until she gets back.
But suppose she didn't go to the movies. Suppose she kept that date with Butch Monahan.
No, she wouldn't. My Peg ain't interested in Butch. She... this is address. She wrote it on the telephone pad. She did go to Butch Monahan.
Why shouldn't she, after the way you talked to her on the phone?
I never knew I was such a brute.
Don't stand there. Do something.
Yeah. I'm going to this Butch Monahan and tell him off. I once punched him in the nose, and I can do it again.
It was Butch who punched you in the nose.
Yeah, and he can do it again. I ain't afraid of you, Butch Monahan. Get out of my way before you break every bone in my body.
What? Why, it's Riley.
What about it?
The same old sorehead. Always looking for a punch in the nose.
Monahan, I didn't come here to munch words. There's only one thing I want to know. Is my wife in there?
Sure.
Then step outside.
Ron, is something wrong? Why, Riley, what are you doing here?
Peg, get your coat. I'm taking you out of here.
Oh, now, Riley, don't be rude.
Yeah, stop being yourself. Come on in. The missus just making some coffee.
Peg, now he's got you making him coffee.
Oh, no, not me, dear. Mrs. Monahan.
Well, you can tell Mrs. Monahan that I don't want to... Mrs. Monahan?
Shh, don't wake the kids.
Children?
Sure. Didn't Peg tell you I was married to the most beautiful dame in the USA? And I got three beautiful kids.
Well, I tried to tell Riley this morning, but he was a little upset.
You're married, huh, Butch? Well, gee, that's swell. Did you marry a Brooklyn girl?
Huh? Nah, she was born in Manhattan. But she's taken out her first papers.
Yeah, well...
Well, come on in and park yourself. We'll chew the fact.
Okay, Butch, we'll be in a minute. I just want to talk to Peg out here private, like you don't mind.
Sure, but don't take too long.
No,
the coffee'll get cold.
Okay, we'll be... Dumpling, are you mad at me?
Oh, what for, dear?
For the way I spoke to you on the phone like a roughneck. That ain't like me, Peg.
Oh, you didn't fool me. I heard the boys teasing you while you were on the phone, and, well, after you hung up, I just put two and two together and realized what happened.
Gee, Dumpling, you're the smartest wife I ever had.
Oh, I wasn't so smart. After 18 years, I ought to know how you really feel about me, no matter what you say.
That's right, Dumplin. Always remember, no matter what happens, no matter what I say, I'll always have a soft spot in my head for you.
Don't go away, folks. The Rileys will be right back. This is a report to Housewives from your meat industry on what you may expect these days in the way of meat for your meals. Now, for instance, pork, so plentiful a few short weeks ago, is not as readily available now. The reason that pork is now scarce is that the government has had to set aside approximately one-third of the supply for military use. On the other hand, 600 million pounds of beef and veal were produced in August alone, largest production of any month on record. And even though a recent government order sets aside 60% of the top grades of beef for military and lend-lease use, beef or veal is still your best present bet for meat on the table. Fewer fancy roasts and steaks, certainly, but plenty of lean, no-point beef. So we suggest when you think of meat these days, think of those substantial Swiss steaks and pot roasts, those savory beef stews, those glistening short ribs, those handy meatloafs and hamburgers, those fine-flavored loin-end steaks. In other words, the braising cuts of beef. Or how about veal birds bulging with tasty dressing? Remember, all cuts of meat are highly nutritious, containing essential, highest quality protein.
meat is a yardstick of protein foods because meat measures up to every protein need. All statements regarding the nutritional value of meat made on this program are accepted by the Council on Foods and Nutrition of the American Medical Association.
Hey, Peg.
What is it, dear?
Did you hear that crack Butch Monahan made? He said he married the most beautiful girl in the USA. He means he almost married her, only I beat him to it.
Oh, go on.
Dumplin', do me a favor.
What?
Give me a kiss.
All right.
Now listen to me, Riley.
Beat it, Conscience. This is one time I ain't listening to you. Folks, this is William Bendix reminding you that tomorrow is the start of the vitally important campaign to raise $250 million for the National War Fund. The dollars we give will buy books and tools for American war prisoners. We'll go to help the wives and children of servicemen who are alone at home, to buy food for a war-orphaned child abroad. And there are a thousand other channels into which our help will flow to aid those who need it desperately, those far less fortunate than we are. So tomorrow, let's all give generously to something that makes us all proud to be part of America, the National War Fund. Thank you, folks. See you next week. Thanks.
Starring William Bendix and presented by the American Meat Institute next week at the same time. You'll enjoy William Bendix in the Edward Small motion picture Abroad with Two Yanks coming soon at your local theater. The Life of Riley was directed by Don Bernard with music by Lou Koslow. This is Wendell Niles in Hollywood pinch hitting for Brother Ken saying see you next week. This is the Blue Network.
Please send your questions and comments to host at Classic Comedy OTR and check us out at the website, classiccomedyotr.com. So, until Monday, take time to ponder the words of Plato, who said, "At the touch of love, everyone becomes a poet."